I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
And I'm Alan Arthur. And we love scams. And each other.
Yes, and each other. We love scams. We love you. Welcome to Scam Well Podcast. We love each other. Guys, this is an extraordinary episode. We are very close together, sharing one mic. I'm with my husband. My breath smells like barbecue. And we're talking about scams.
I'm happy to be here. Thank
God,
you.
I'm
this
so
is one of my
happy.
Favorite things to do is to be on this show
too.
With you.
It's so lonely.
You have amazing guests.
No,
but they're
the
far
guests
away.
Are amazing, right?
They're
and
on
I like
Zoom.
To be this close to someone.
They're normally on Zoom, and we're our noses are 6 inches from
so
each
close.
Other.
Just like a Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm.
PSA: Don't ever watch 12 Pups for Christmas.
Oh my God,
it's single-handedly the worst movie.
It looks
ever.
Like it's adorable, and it looks like it's about puppies, and it is neither.
And you never see the pups. The only time you see the pups is when people are like saying how much they hate puppies.
It would be like if 101 Dalmatians was about the Dalmatians got kidnapped and then
and
they
the
focused
kidnappers.
On the couple.
Yeah, yeah, the couple, the kidnappers. They focus on the
their relationship.
Anything.
Yeah.
Besides the actual dogs.
It's a rom-com about them while their dogs
it's
are lost.
It's so bad. So guys, today's scam makes no sense to me.
I will try to explain it.
It is so confusing. And so half of this episode is going to be like, will Katie get it? I'm sure our listeners will get it in 5 minutes.
Listeners. A peek behind the curtain.
A peek.
I keep telling Katie
behind the curtain
that I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
When I am
he
not
always tells me
on
that.
This show.
He's
no,
telling me.
No,
that.
I'm
like,
sorry.
I get
I'm
it.
Going back. I am a journalist, and I tell Katie
you're
all
a
the time that not knowing is much more interesting when you have a guest that you're talking to.
Oh, you're giving me criticism about the show?
No, I'm saying it's good.
No, you're saying it's good. I know, because I used to get a lot of flack for not knowing scams.
The guest is supposed to know.
Yes.
And you're supposed to be a curious interviewer who is the audience surrogate.
Okay, that's what I tried to do. Many times
guide
people called
us
me stupid.
Through this. Whatever you don't get, ask, because there may be people who
don't
understand.
Believe me, I've never been shy of that.
Okay, great.
I love interrupting.
Okay, please.
Go.
Okay.
Go so I can interrupt
you. So on August 29th.
What year?
2021.
Okay. If you're not fast enough, the questions are coming.
There was a high school football game that was broadcast on ESPN.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. So it was between these two schools. We'll put schools in quotes. One is called IMG Academy. IMG Academy is based in Florida, and it is basically a big boarding school that is nationally known where parents send their kids to become professional athletes.
Oh, like not Paris Hilton's boarding school?
No.
Like a athletic boarding school?
It's for athletics, okay. Yeah. And so you go there, and allegedly you get good high school academics.
Cool.
But you also train to become
a
basically a professional athlete.
Sports, okay.
And it attracts people because they do a good job at developing athletes, scouts from major schools come there or watch the school play. Major universities will come watch this high school play. So you have a better chance of getting in front of these big schools that you want to play college football at.
Okay, because you want to continue to play.
Yeah, and you want to get a scholarship.
NFL,
you want all of
it's
this.
It's like a whole thing.
Stuff. Exactly.
And then get pain medication for the rest of your life.
So I am. We don't get that far.
Okay, okay.
But so IMG Academy is playing, and they're playing against this school called Bishop Sycamore. And Bishop Sycamore says they're based in Ohio.
Okay.
And now people immediately notice as the game is going on that Bishop Sycamore is not only losing badly,
mm-hmm.
because they lose the game 58-0.
Wow. Okay.
But they look completely overmatched.
Okay.
Are they
in costume?
In costume?
Do they have like matching, like, do they have uniforms? Is it like,
they do have uniforms, but they don't have enough helmets.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the costumes were incomplete.
So they're trading stuff on the sidelines.
Okay. Oh, they hand over a helmet
mm-hmm.
during COVID?
Well, that's like the least scary
still,
part of it. They're already running all over each other
but
and
still,
running into each other.
Just saying.
So then there are also players that are playing on both sides of the ball. So they're playing on offense and defense, which does not happen
Doesn't
in
happen?
Football.
Okay, because I don't
and
know.
And is wildly dangerous.
And why is that?
Because of football involves a lot of hitting.
So
You've seen football.
I know, but I'm saying why can't, like, if, okay, in soccer you can play defense and offense. Like, I was, not to brag, at one point a forward, and then I also was a defense, and then I was a midfielder. I was good at it. But, so... In football, you can't do both because you just need like a break to stop your body from.
Yeah, and it's a lot to know. All of the plays are very different, and all of the assignments are very different, and everything you have to memorize is very different. But also, it's physically extremely dangerous to play in both directions. I think they did it like in the 30s when they had like leather helmets.
Yeah,
but now it's
and
inconceivable.
They had leather brains.
Well, they got smushed into
they
like
did. Putty.
Yeah, they had
and
like putty brains.
A whole generation of sad. Sad dads. Hey, let's
so
continue.
Like mine. So people are noticing like, okay, they're getting blown out. It's 58-0.
Okay.
But also like they don't seem to be even like a functional team.
They don't even have their props together.
They don't have their props. They don't have their costumes.
They don't have anything. No one knows their parts.
No one knows their lines. So I mean it's kind of true. Like a costume is their uniform.
Yeah.
And the lines are the plays.
Yeah.
And they're just running around the field. They don't seem
Circles.
To know what's going on.
They're doing a lot of improv in this formal production.
So at one point in the game, it's so bad. It was 30-0. There's still 28 more points to be scored. The announcers said it was, quote, not a fair fight,
mm-hmm.
potentially dangerous,
mm-hmm.
and started to give caveats during the episode or during the broadcast that they had been looking into during the game, Bishop Sycamore, and could not verify all of the credentials.
They're doing live
They're talking about this live
the
on the
because
game.
Because the game is so outrageous.
Because the game is so bad
Good
and
for
ridiculous.
Those like reporting announcers.
Yeah. So as this is going on, people are on the internet sleuthing immediately.
Oh, right away.
And so the two kind of quickest sleuths that I will shout out and I guess we'll link to stuff is a guy named Ben Koo from Awful Announcing.
Okay.
And James Dater of SB Nation. Okay. And they are kind of on this very quickly, like something is not right here. And Ben Koo finds out very quickly that not only are these players playing offense and defense during this game, but they find out that Bishop Sycamore had played another game 2 days before this.
And that's not allowed?
That is really not allowed. This is extremely dangerous. I don't know what the exact rules are, but in the NFL, it's a week typically.
And you know what's so funny? Bishop Sycamore sounds more legit than IMG.
I know. IMG Academy sounds like a scam. Like Bishop Sycamore Academy. Sounds real.
Yeah.
And it's the reverse.
So the kids are playing way too close.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing all kinds of sides.
And it's quite dangerous.
Now, are these kids like, does it look like a classic 80s movie where everyone's like pushing up their glasses and like having
no, they don't look like nerds.
Are they? I mean, are they sporty in any way?
Yeah, they're, I mean, I guess. I mean, it's hard to tell because they're getting obliterated by this other team. That's like basically a college football team.
Right. Because I would say if you're a scammy place, I would hire a bunch of ex-football player old men. My team would look like a senior citizen group.
Well,
okay, keep going.
So,
don't want to interrupt. Don't want a bad
review. So reviewers out there,
guys.
Katie is my wife, and she can interrupt me as much as she wants. I support these interruptions, and I am here to help her and you all learn about the scam because I think it's fun, and I love this show, and I love her. So everyone can just fuck right off. So then it starts to radiate outward, and at first it's only people who would be watching a high school football game on ESPN on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it's like these guys who are like sports writers basically.
Oh yeah,
are like what is going on? And then it starts to radiate outward and like make more news, and then people start reporting.
ESPN must be embarrassed because they're like, here's a real, because they don't show just any willy-nilly game.
ESPN was totally embarrassed.
Yeah.
And immediately pinned it on. I'll tell you who they pinned it on. They immediately pinned it on Paragon Marketing Group. ESPN said that they outsource the event, high school event scheduling to this group called Paragon Marketing Group. But I'm going to put a pin in that too because that comes back.
It sounds like a fake name.
No, that one's real.
Okay.
They're real. But they farm it out to something that I will try to describe
later.
Okay. So,
layers.
So, you have all this happening. So then people start to dig. So the deal is that basically Bishop Sycamore is fake. I mean, okay. Bishop Sycamore is a fake school.
Yeah.
But Bishop Sycamore had been other fake schools before.
Were any of these football players on the field actually attending any classes?
No.
Really?
And I will tell you what they had to do. But here's... Okay, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
So... the coach was this guy named Roy Johnson, and in 2018, he started an online school called the Christians of Faith Academy.
Ugh.
Alert bells.
Yeah.
That was supposed to help, quote, low-income and underprivileged students, and they were going to be like a big football school.
And Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? They didn't mention that
but
much.
But if it's called the Christian of the community.
Christians of Faith.
Yeah, that's making it a pretty religious
group. I already forgot about it. It's gibberish to me.
Yeah.
Christians of Faith Academy. Yeah, so they are allegedly going to help these, like, quote unquote, at-risk youth. But the kids are legitimately, like,
at
come
risk.
From, you know,
need
tough
help.
Communities where they're struggling. And,
oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
I thought that was even a fake thing, that it wasn't even...
No, the kids are not in on it, and it's not like a bunch of, like, adults pretending to be
Okay, so we are helping children that need
Children need it, but they're not getting help.
Okay.
So, pretty much immediately, this guy who's a reporter named Andrew King, shout out to Andrew King, you did the Lord's work on this, at the Columbus Dispatch/This Week, was on top of this and was writing about how in August of 2018, so he was actually following this as it was unfolding, before Bishop Sycamore existed.
During Jesus' times.
He was covering Christians of Faith Academy.
Before Christ.
He pointed out in August of 2018 that they, quote, did not have a school building, a working website, an identifiable athletic structure, an announced home field, or a roster of players. They didn't have any of that.
What does announced home field mean?
Like where they're going to be playing.
Oh, no location.
They did not, had not announced where they were going to be playing. Okay. And they were starting school, quote unquote, in like a couple weeks.
Okay.
Because this was in August of 2018. And they were going to start in the end of August or early September.
Okay.
But what it did have was a football schedule where their school, Christians of Faith Academy, was playing against these top high school teams from all over the country.
Really?
Even though they didn't have anything else.
How'd they get into that racket?
Well, that's the scam.
Okay.
So it was not at all registered with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And they were actually playing two more games than the state allows high school students to play.
Oh, my God.
So whatever it was, 10 or 11, they were playing 12 or 13.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly. So this guy, Roy Johnson, who was the coach of Bishop Sycamore, said he was the athletic director at Christians of Faith Academy. But he also claimed to be the business development director for something called the Richard Allen Group.
Oh my God.
The Richard Allen Group is the financial arm of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. For real.
What are you saying?
Okay.
This is so confusing. Okay.
This connects.
Wait, so he did, the guy who was the football coach of the
Bishop Sycamore
that was on ESPN, we're over there.
Yeah.
He had two colleges ago.
Yeah.
A real job is working for an Episcopal group?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
So he said that the Richard Allen Group was
Them. Is Richard Allen Group real?
Yeah, the church is real.
Okay, so what is that church's name again?
The African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Okay, so that's a real church.
Mm-hmm.
So would people at that church know him?
Yes, they did know him.
Okay.
So what happens is he says that the school is basically an endeavor of this African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And the church says that they're on board at first.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden issues a statement that says, we're not on board anymore.
Okay. So and, who doesn't want a school associated with their church?
So as that is happening, because the church is starting to
They probably are like, sure, why not? Like, Mormons have schools. Everybody has schools. Let's get one, too.
So he does this interview in March 2019, and he's super cagey about everything.
The
Roy Johnson. He's saying, like, it's basically like, I can't tell you everything. I don't want to drag the kids through it. I can't get into that. But at that point, they're already being called out for having kids on the team that are over 18.
Wait, this is when he's giving this interview. Where is he now?
He's at Christians of Faith Academy. Okay. They're already getting called out after a couple months for having kids that are older than 18 on the team.
Yeah.
They don't have a school. The kids aren't
a bus driver.
The kids aren't going to classes.
They got to feed their own kids.
Yeah.
Feed their kids.
Yeah. Because they're 29 55. Years old. I mean, I don't know.
That linebacker, you know, he was good, but he also had an issue.
But in this interview, what's interesting is that he says the church retracted the statement about not having anything to do with the school. That now they're saying they do have something to do with the school again.
Because, surprise, the church guy's on the team.
But the church's attorney and church officials say they actually never had anything to do with it.
Who's issuing these statements? Him, himself, the guy?
He's saying this in an interview.
I know,
and then
in that story,
they also interview people from the church who say, we didn't pull our support
who's
from the school.
That, when did he ever get the idea that they do support? He just mentioned that. He just claimed it.
It was on their website and in their like marketing materials.
Right, but I'm saying it was never verified that the church ever approved it. Right.
No.
So he's claiming that they did.
He's saying that they did.
Yeah, exactly.
The church is saying that they didn't. Yeah. Then he says, now they are supporting me again. They retracted that. And then the church says, we're not retracting anything. We've never had anything to do with this school.
Right, so he's making up all this information.
So Roy Johnson, the coach of Bishop Sycamore / athletic director of Christians of Faith Academy, says that this actually led to a federal investigation.
How is this guy still out if it led to a federal investigation?
Well, he said that the federal investigation was dropped.
what? They can't even drop Jen Shah, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and they're...
Nah, she did that shit.
But still, like, apparently federal investigations don't get dropped. Allegedly.
And then there were all these unpaid loans that people were tracking him down for also. But he says, I only couldn't pay the loans because the church pulled their support. The church was going to support it through this Richard Allen group.
He was going to make the church pay all of his loans.
Well, that was this banker. Is complicated. So this guy, Andrew King, who is a great investigative reporter, clearly dug around and found all these documents that said that Roy Johnson was actually telling the truth.
What?
There was a $100,000 check to Roy Johnson that he said was for the school, but that the church says was for a separate investment through the Richard Allen group.
Oh.
But he actually had this big history of being involved with economic development for the church and was actually doing stuff. And this investigative reporter found these emails.
Legit things that he did that weren't scammy.
That were not scammy, apparently. Or he was working with this church. Whether they were doing something scammy, I don't know. But he was involved in like building stuff and buying property for them and all of this. And has a check from the church for $100,000.
Is it a forged check?
No. Okay. They said it was for another investment. He says it was for the school.
Okay.
In this story, one thing that jumped out at me is that they asked the attorney about all of these documents. The church's attorney.
Okay.
This guy says, you know, Andrew King, the investigative reporter, says he has all these documents saying that you work together. It's proven there's signatures of people from the church on these things. They're writing checks to him. He's on emails. You're giving him your blessing to do all this stuff. The church's attorney said, quote, I think you should be cautious before you walk down certain roads and make certain statements.
That's a threat. That's a straight up threat. What? That makes no sense.
No, I think like maybe he's telling the truth because the church is
the worm has turned.
Pretty the worm has turned.
Any church members of this church, let us know.
You're in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Let us know what you know about the Richard Allen.
Contact us.
So this school kind of fizzles out.
Yeah.
Because there's no financial support.
The church school.
Church Christians of Faith Academy.
Christian school.
So then in 2019, later that year.
It's the same year?
Well, he started Christians of Faith Academy in 2018.
Right.
Then into 2019.
Right.
They fizzle out. Then the same year, he starts what's called the Youth Build Centurions.
I hate that.
Why?
It just sounds...
Tell me more.
Okay, the reason I hate that is that it sounds like a bunch of people pushing rocks. You know that image of like the cartoon of like
the Sisyphuses.
You're like pushing up rocks up for like a hill, the centurion. It just sounds, that's the vision I get. And I don't want a lot of children dealing with boulders if they don't have to. They should be with books, not boulders. That's my bumper sticker.
Caitlin Brodnick for Education Secretary. Books, not boulders.
Not boulders.
No more making students push rocks up hills.
Let them sit and read. They just want to sit.
They should be in school.
Kids love to sit.
Not
pushing
boulders. Mining.
No.
So the Youth Build Centurions basically goes the exact same way. I mean, the church is not involved.
Yeah, he's practically got a blueprint for it. He's like, I've done this before.
They have no money. They're running around playing, trying to play teams.
It sounds like the 12 Pups of Christmas. They had no money too.
That guy is running out of money in that
He's
movie.
He's running out of money as well.
They are going around playing teams. They're not looking good. They're losing most of the time.
Okay.
There's no real school involved. And the same kind of thing happens. It like fizzled out. Then comes Bishop Sycamore.
So then that thing's just done.
Yeah, it just doesn't, nothing happens with it.
Okay, really. Throw away
it
the stationery.
You're
it
not
didn't
Youth
work.
Build Centurions anymore.
Delete the website.
So then Bishop Sycamore comes along. And how Bishop Sycamore actually is created is complicated, but I do think it's interesting that maybe Christians of Faith Academy started as something, if not real, it maybe had the blessing of something real,
right.
This church.
Right, some secret handshake
now,
somewhere.
Maybe the church knew about it and was like, get your scam
I'm
on.
I'm guessing like three people in the church like got convinced.
Or maybe he was scamming the church.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Or
maybe he thought it was a great
maybe
idea.
It wasn't. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be a scam. It seems like it was because there's no school.
Well, there's no profit,
but
yeah.
Bishop Sycamore is structured in such a way that as I see it and read more about it, I'm like, this was a scam from the jump.
From the beginning.
So it was allegedly founded by somebody else, this former college football player named Andre Peterson, who said his son is in the program. He was really upset that they were calling Bishop Sycamore a scam after this game. He said, like, that would be ridiculous. You know, my son is in the program.
I've given so much money to this scam.
Well, he is, I don't know if he invests money in it or whatever, but he is saying, like, why would I would be scamming myself because I put my son in this program. Why would I be in this? My son has been in this program for 4 years, but Bishop Sycamore hadn't even existed for 4 years. And this is an interview he gave on the record to a newspaper.
He was a former football guy?
Yeah.
He got bonked around a bit.
I don't know.
You gotta give him some space.
I don't know.
You gotta give him a space.
And in 2020, also, just a fun note, Bishop Sycamore reported an enrollment of 3.
Oh, 3? Yeah. Yeah. Is that how much you need on a football team?
No, you need more than
that. Oh, okay.
So they still didn't register with the state, and they couldn't even produce, like, basic stuff to prove
students
they can't produce students. They can't produce teachers, they can't produce classes. People are family members and people are complaining to the state.
But what, right now it's just 3 people though that are enrolled, so 3 family members are complaining.
Well, more of them are on the team, but they're reporting an enrollment of 3.
That doesn't make sense.
There's this thing in Ohio, I don't know if it's in other states, but I was learning about it from reading about this, that you can be what's called a non-chartered, non-public school in Ohio.
What?
Meaning, if you have sincerely held religious beliefs, you can start a school that is privately funded. It doesn't take any taxpayer money.
Okay.
And does not have to abide by the minimum requirements of the state for public schools.
Okay.
If they infringe on your religious beliefs.
Okay. So you can make your own religious school and do whatever you want with it.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially. Well, not whatever. There are minimum requirements for those too, but they are different from the minimum requirements of a public school.
Yes.
You still have to have like certified teachers. People have to go through some stuff to ensure the safety of the kids.
Right.
But they're different requirements than for public.
Yeah.
They sort of leave you alone. So Bishop Sycamore was registering as that.
Okay.
Saying, we're not going to take public money. It's going to be privately funded.
By this one football coach.
Yeah.
So disturbed.
So what it seems to be was happening is like that they did that because they wanted the state to leave them alone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it seems like, because they don't have any religious beliefs.
No, and you don't have to worry about
to speak
it. You don't have to be watched.
Then
how do they have more than 3 people on a team if only 3 people are enrolled?
I think that's just what they were reporting.
Okay.
To the state. Like, oh, we're a little tiny school. Don't worry about
with
us.
3 people.
Yeah. But they're also not registering with the Athletic Association of the state. So they're trying to avoid regulation, basically. They're playing games.
Okay.
So they're playing games around the state.
The people on the team aren't students.
So this guy, Ben Koo, again, from Awful Announcing, interviewed someone named Ben Faree, who was the assistant director of officiating and sports management at the Ohio High School Athletics Association. And he said he'd been calling this out as a scam for 3 years.
Wow.
And had been on to this racket that this guy Roy Johnson and affiliates had been pulling for 3 years, and he tweeted at the time that watching them get busted on TV was cathartic.
So they were
just trying to, it seems like everything they were doing was trying to avoid regulation.
Okay.
It's like, okay, we don't have that many students, we're just in a house somewhere. But then,
in a basement.
But then when journalists...
A little Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, well, or like, yeah, Magna Doodle or Light Bright, any
just,
of those.
Just, you know, please leave us alone with our toys.
Just let us have our religious toys.
Yeah, and our football.
And our veggie tails.
Yeah.
And we will... let us play football. But then when journalists call them to talk about stuff and investigate stuff, they're like, no, we have this robust academic program.
Nice. What classes did they offer?
They had didn't offer any.
not a single one?
No, there were no classes.
There wasn't a school.
They were practicing in public parks and like in parking lots and stuff like that.
Oh,
they were just practicing wherever. They were using other schools' gyms to practice in. Yeah. They did, there was nothing there. It didn't exist. Not a big enough team, but they had a team.
Okay.
So Roy Holtzclaw, the father of their quarterback on the team, Judah Holtzclaw, said, quote, "I asked them and I said, are there any classes we have to take? He said, Judah's a qualifier. All he has to do is take one class with us to play. And it's a religious class that I teach." And I was like, okay.
Wow. That dad doesn't care at all.
No, the dad was concerned. In the context of the story, he's like, I didn't know what was going on.
He
was
actually like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, all right. Okay. Whatever.
You need to redo that line reading.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, no. Let me do it again. I'll do it again.
Okay, I'm gonna be the guy. Okay. There's one class and I teach it.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
No, keep it in, keep it in. All I have to hold me to this is the theater references.
Okay. Keep it.
Okay, keep it. So, okay, he's like, all right, that's weird.
He's like, this is strange.
Okay.
This is that all he has to do is take one class and it's a religious class and the guy who runs the school is teaching it.
Okay, that's so, sketch.
Yeah, very sketch.
Okay.
Then the question is like, what is the scam?
What is anything?
Who is making money from this and how? Because just sending a bunch of kids around to play high school football doesn't seem like a huge racket.
Well, it's a lie. You're taking somebody's money.
Yes. So the guy, Ben Free, from Ohio, the Ohio State High School Athletics Association, said that there was a couple ways that this scam worked. Basically, schools around the country, these big teams that are basically prepping people for colleges, are desperate for teams to play. They want other teams to play.
Oh, okay.
They need teams to play.
Other high schoolers.
Exactly. They need other high schoolers.
To showcase their students and get them up.
Yeah, to get them on TV.
Yeah.
They are probably the best school by far locally. So they're always looking for these other teams that want to play nationally. Essentially, like, I'm not going to play in my school district. I'm in Oregon. I want to play this school from Florida.
Why do they want that?
As a showcase of how amazing these players are.
Stupid.
So, well, that's how, well, I mean, that's the, that's how, that's the pipeline for kids to get into college football.
Okay.
So there's about 800 schools, all of these schools that want to play these games. And basically Bishop Sycamore, to fill their schedule, only needs 10 of them. So a very small percentage of schools, either across Ohio or these national kind of schools that are playing all across the country, need to sign on. So this guy's like, only 1% of the schools need to play them. They only need 10.
Okay.
And then when IMG Academy or somebody like that signs on, Bishop Sycamore uses that to legitimize it. So they say like, oh, IMG is playing them, so we can play them too. They must be a legit school. Okay. There's really no way to, people aren't checking in.
They don't have a website, but they must be legit.
But some schools turn them down.
Good.
They're like, they couldn't get us a roster.
For sure.
They couldn't get us. They were supposed to pay for transportation.
They had a real person taking
pay
that phone call.
Yeah, somebody was somebody was actually in on it. But what would happen is these bigger schools, like IMG Academy, for example, were so desperate for people to compete against.
Because they need to get their own kids on television.
Yeah.
They need that face time.
That they would foot all the bills. They would say, okay, we'll pay for your transportation and we'll pay your school $10,000 to play us.
Wouldn't you be pissed if you were a parent and you found out that your school was just part of the tuition was just paying other schools?
No, they want this.
They do?
Isn't a scam part. This is transparent.
They do this
in college too.
I'd be pissed. I'd be like, the money's going for education, not to go for some other cheap school.
At the beginning of college basketball season, there's all these non-conference games where like these big schools play a bunch of smaller schools. And like the lure for the smaller schools is they make money.
Wow.
They get paid.
Oh gosh.
So they say, yeah, we'll go get beaten by Duke by 55 points, but we'll get a few hundred grand for the athletics department.
What a sad thing. Okay. I mean, I could do that. Can I sign up and be beaten by Duke and then get a couple grand? It would really help me.
So the scam seems to be that they are taking this $10,000 a game
from the other colleges.
And sometimes more, like money is getting paid to them for transportation, for uniforms, for all this stuff that the other schools are footing the bill for.
Wow.
But this guy, Roy Johnson, is bouncing checks everywhere.
He's just keeping that money.
Yeah, he seems to be keeping it. Okay. Or the people behind the school seem to be just keeping
it. But there's no one behind the school. There's three people in the school.
Well, there's this guy, Andre Patterson, and there's this guy, Roy Johnson, and then there's maybe a couple other people who are like affiliates of this.
Some senior citizen who are also football players.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
So
the guy that owns the parking lot.
Then after this broke and people were like, well, what is the scam? And this guy said, well, they're pocketing all this money, 10,000, whatever, maybe more per game. And they're just pocketing this money. Then players started coming out and telling about life on the team.
Okay, so
and
these
that
are
is
players
also that, part of the scam.
These are players that are officially on the team and sign up students.
Yeah.
Okay.
That played for the team. So Jesus. A former player named Aaron Boyd did interviews after the news broke. He said he was telling people about all of this since he was there. He said that the school promised him that there would be a show about Bishop Sycamore on Netflix. I just love your reaction to this.
I sign up too.
Yeah.
What?
They're
yes.
gonna be on Netflix.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's so hard to get programming on Netflix.
I couldn't get in the door.
I'll get an agent. I'll get set up for life. That's legit.
They did not have a Netflix. Well, they may have a Netflix show now, but not about what they thought it was going to be.
Poor guy.
He said they had no housing. They lived in a hotel.
Oh.
And the Bishop Sycamore was bouncing checks to the hotel. He said his teammates were 19 and 20 years old. And he said they slept on floors because they couldn't get enough rooms. The coaches quit and the players were leaving the team and going back home.
Oh, my gosh.
Then two other players.
This little guy's
just 18? Mm-hmm.
I
or
could
maybe
cry.
Even younger.
Oh.
Then two other players talked to Complex about after this Aaron Boyd guy. They didn't want to be named. And they said that there were no trainers. So
Jeez.
That like nobody was observing like their workouts or anything like that. They said they had no food and they were stealing from Target and like gas stations and stuff to eat because they didn't have any food.
Oh, my God.
He said that and they basically just said, like, we were sold a false dream. Like, we all thought we were coming to this renowned football school.
So what are these poor football kids doing now? Do they have it on their record? Did they quit? Could they get to another school?
They left and went to other schools.
Oh,
yeah, but
God.
They lose that time. I mean, you can't.
Totally.
You're 19 or whatever, and you're still in high school.
Jesus.
Yeah. They said that they had people
but
from.
But I will say their brains got stronger and better, and they had a break from getting smashed in the
they
head.
Had a break from
so maybe it was a blessing.
Well, sometimes they were playing games, but sometimes they were other schools were canceling because they said, you know, we don't have a roster.
For
they
sure.
can't meet the requirements that we
I'm
need.
Saying, as a parent, I think 18 is a little too young to go into like full throttle.
Well, yeah.
You know, smashing of heads. So maybe that year was a blessing.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But if you're poor and you're trying to get out of
Fully,
poverty and you're trying to get a scholarship
thing.
For college football, yeah.
And your family's counting on you. It's a
your family is counting on you. And so they said that they were in, that there were people from all over the country on the team, that there were people from New York, these like older guys from New York City.
Yeah, I know those guys.
That there was like people were getting into fights.
Of course.
And so all these high school kids are like, we're in these room with these 20-year-old guys from New York.
From New York,
and
what
like,
are they doing in a hotel room
yeah.
in Ohio? They're pissed.
And yeah. So they start speculating also that the money all this money that they got from there were loans, there were travel stipends that were given for the kids. None of that ever made it to any of the students. So
wow.
There's the money they're getting paid for games from other schools, mm-hmm. but there's also money coming in for like, here's travel stipends for the
Who's
kids.
Who's giving that money?
Though? Other schools.
Oh.
So they'll say like, we'll pay you $10,000 for the game and we'll cover your travel and we'll cover your, you know, food
Jeez.
And all of this stuff. All of that stuff is getting held from, it's never actually making it to the kids. It's the bare
yeah.
minimum. They didn't even have enough uniforms to actually play in the games.
No.
They didn't even have enough helmets. So then there was this other part that I will try to unpack because I'm not even sure I understand it. And there's a big thread about it on Reddit. And like, so then the question was, well, how did ESPN get tricked into
yeah.
airing this dumb game that was not a real high school?
Right.
So like I said, they blamed it on this group called Paragon Marketing Group. And Paragon Marketing Group, who is actually the group that handles their
it's
high school event scheduling, totally fell on their sword and were like, yes, ESPN, it's our fault. Like, we did it. It's us. Mm-hmm. Don't be mad at ESPN. Like, please let us keep our contract with ESPN. Okay. So they completely said it like, oh, yeah, we did this. But Awful Announcing, again, shout out to them. They found these message boards and Twitter accounts. There is a company called Flow Sports and another company called Prep Gridiron Logistics. And so these companies are in charge of basically organizing the game, like finding opponents for these schools. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, IMG Academy needs 10 schools to play, so we're going to go out and find this competition.
Yeah.
And then they work together to pay for the, to basically purchase the streaming rights for the game from the home team. So if I'm IMG Academy and I say, you're going to come to me, you're going to come to Florida, we need this to bring this team from Ohio.
Okay.
This company says, okay, we found you the team from Ohio.
Okay.
And now for $50,000, hypothetically, let us broadcast the game on our streaming service. So they pay the school for the streaming rights.
Okay.
Then the school pays out of that for the team to travel and things like that.
Okay.
So they are paying for to broadcast the game like you would anything.
Yeah. Flow works for Paragon.
Flow Sports and Prep Gridiron Logistics were basically brought on apparently by Paragon Marketing Group to handle all
the
of this.
And
or maybe they weren't brought on, but they set up the game.
Okay.
Paragon Marketing Group said, ESPN, you should broadcast this one.
Yeah.
And ESPN says, sure, we'll do it. Then the game is on and it's 58-0 and there's kids playing both directions and they are getting destroyed on television. So after all of this happened, they hired a new coach and the new coach said, we are not a school.
Oh, I love him.
They said, we are a postgraduate football academy.
What about the three people that never graduated?
The three people is a lie.
I'm so concerned.
The three
Those
people.
Those three little guys.
It was actually like 40-something people.
40 people on the team?
Yeah.
Who all their parents packed them up and took them to college? Yeah,
to high school
to high
somewhere
school?
Else. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Ugh. And then they're traveling around the country stealing from Targets and Walmarts to try to eat.
I could teach my kids that myself. I don't need to pay for them to go to a college and learn how to steal.
Mommy can take you to CVS and show you
we'll
how to steal
easily.
Honey.
Oh, it's fine. Okay.
Bring in a baby. Step one. Bring in a baby.
No, don't give away my secrets.
Okay.
I don't steal purposefully. Alan, this is all recorded. This is how the Real Housewives get in trouble.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Katie does not have a pyramid scheme going on.
I don't. I want one. Jeez. Wouldn't it be cool to create one?
No.
Then you're at the top.
Have you learned nothing?
I know.
How
I am
are you
sad
not?
For people. I'm sad for people. I just want to be at the top of something for once.
I cannot tell you how funny it is to hear Katie at home talking about whether she could or could not start a drop shipping business. I'm like, didn't you just record an episode? What is going on?
Right, but it could work for me.
What is happening?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
So yeah, so they say we're not a school anymore. Great. But they don't seem to be. I couldn't find anything of them being currently active. Yeah, there's no website or anything like that.
But there's a coach?
No, I mean probably not. There's probably nothing right now.
Wow, and that's it?
That's it. That's the Bishop Sycamore saga.
So
a guy probably trying to pocket money from booking games.
Definitely trying.
I also wonder though. If he wasn't genuinely trying to make money through the kids somehow, like maybe he would like take pieces of their contracts or something.
No, I think it's just the idea that he must have figured out
having
that
a football team is a lot of work for.
But he didn't do any of the work.
$20,000 a few times.
But he didn't do any of the work. It would be a lot of work if you were a genuine.
But you're
team.
Traveling around.
But he didn't. Probably they all carpooled.
I mean, he didn't pay for anything because he bounced checks everywhere.
Exactly. So it actually isn't a lot of work. He was in hotels. That's true. Hired a bunch of guys from New York City that were like waiting to help unload a truck.
Yeah, the students also said the students were like checking out and they were like, the people at the front desk were like, are we ever going to get paid? And the students were like, you're not getting paid? They had no idea what was going on either.
He's not actually running anything. He's just like, how do I create a shell corporation to vessel, you know, bring in my money and take
just
it out.
Doesn't even seem like that much money.
But I think it must have been like, if you're saying $50,000 for the rights, did he sell rights to his games?
No, because they were never the home team because they had no home.
I don't know. They
were getting paid out of other teams' money.
But like how much thousands a year? Colleges are like $20,000 a year, $40,000 a year. He'd probably get kids' college tuitions.
Why would he get college tuitions?
Because he's the head of the college.
But it's a high school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they, well.
Like a boarding tuition.
But I don't think the parents were paying any money yet. But because there was, I don't think the parents
paid yet. It's
investors.
It's big investors. Because if you're, investors always want to give money into something that they think will give back to a community. It looks good.
Also, if it's 200 grand or something, you're splitting it three ways or four ways. It's not that much money. No, but there were other people involved.
I bet you it was just him.
The guy who founded the school, quote unquote, this Andre character.
Yeah, but he'll just repeat his name again. Isn't he just, couldn't he have multiple aliases?
No, it was a real person.
Couldn't he like put on a mustache and look a little different?
No, he was real because he was a real like Ohio State football player or something like
that. No, that guy is getting paid.
Well, so that's what I mean.
But the one who makes the most money is the bad guy. Mr. Bishop Sycamore is making
Roy Johnson.
Yeah, is making the most money. He's getting grants, he's getting loans, he's getting like the feel good college donation, all that stuff. He's getting religious groups, he's getting it all. So and then all he has to do is poorly coordinate things.
Maybe he's just used to bigger money in these scams. Is this like an Ohio scam? Like, we don't need that much.
I don't really know Ohio money.
We'll just say.
But no, it's not billions $500,000 yet. It's not as much as like the guy that did the drop
shipping. Maybe he's going to like franchise this or something.
I think he was just going to expect to make more money and more money and more money. Like little by little. It's actually it's a lot of work and it's a slow growing scam. But it doesn't seem like this guy had any talent. So it's not like he's not like some soothsayer or like some like smart ass who could make it the other way. He's just like, so I like football and I'm friends with this one guy who's gotten smashed around a bit in his year. I know some guys from New York City who are unemployed. Let's make a team. Maybe he was on like Quaaludes when he decided to do the whole thing. That was like, I will follow through with this. I'm a man of my word. I'll follow through with this scheme.
It's just so, it's like, when I think about putting together a football team.
But he didn't put together a football team. He didn't even put together a website. He didn't do anything.
There was a website.
But you said the website wasn't working.
Well, not now.
No, but before it was like faulty. There wasn't even a classroom. He didn't, all the things you say.
Oh, I mean, it was just like boilerplate, like template language of like, we're a top-notch educational.
Like, WikiPix or whatever it is. Like, he didn't get anything.
WikiFeet.
Yeah, he got a bunch of images from WikiFeet.
We went to the school website and it's just a bunch of description of feet.
Yeah.
Then I knew it was a scam.
But I have a WikiFeet.
When it started talking about the school's sexy long toes.
Yeah, just saying.
I don't know. It feels like there's money. Got to be other money somewhere. Or like, I don't
offshore know. Bank accounts.
Or maybe, I was also thinking maybe he was going to try to like franchise this.
No.
Like do it in multiple places.
Or maybe multiple aliases.
Like if it works, you could do it in a couple different places.
He himself would.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But not franchise.
Like, okay, so you're in Ohio and you go, okay, let's start one in Nevada and let's start one in Texas and let's start one.
Yeah, you could do that anywhere.
Because there's no.
You could start one in France. It doesn't even exist.
And you have this cool racket where you say like, okay, we're a non-public school and we have these religious beliefs that exclude us from your regulations.
It sounded like he did know the Ohio limitations because he knew from the church some like Ohio rules.
Yes, he exploited
that. So he was Ohio.
It seems like he exploited that,
you know,
for sure.
Strong in that case.
And they just actually 1 week ago from when we're recording this, mm-hmm. The state of Ohio put out a 78-page report about the school. Finally, they investigated it.
It took them long enough.
Well, you know, there's no stone unturned, I guess, but it's a very
the stone took forever.
It's a very comprehensive report about all of this. They aggregate all of the reporting that journalists did, which actually went into their investigation.
That's exciting.
And they say that it is a scam. I mean, it's government approved scam in this case. Like, it didn't meet even the low requirements for this type of school that they were trying to be, which already had low.
Also, who's doing any checks and balances?
Well, one, I think they picked this type of school because there is none.
But like not a single person was like, this is fishy.
Well, that guy said he's been thinking it for 3 years.
But what about the dad who we did the line read twice?
Did
the family members get upset?
They were calling the state, and that's why the state started to catch on to them.
Okay.
This scam is going to be, it was like big news for a couple days, and then everybody kind of moved on, and it kind of stuck in the sports world. And I guess now there's going to be a documentary about it, but I thought it was interesting that there's not a lot written about it after the first like 3 days or 4 days.
It seems,
outside of...
Yeah, this needs to have a lot more.
The sports world, the Washington Post did a big story on it.
Well, somebody bought the rights,
Yeah, and some, but I mean like between... August when it happened, it was really like between August 29th and September 10th, they were like, we'll report on this. And then it just kind of went away. And it was fun to go back and find this reporting from that was contemporary. Yeah. When it was all happening at these other schools. And also that this guy seemed to legitimately be affiliated with this church. Like the first version. That's what's so interesting to me.
You could be a legitimate person and then flip.
I find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. That I wonder about.
You just have to be poor enough.
You have to be what?
Poor enough. I'm ready to flip at any moment.
You are not flipping.
No.
That would be.
living my authentic self.
It wouldn't be flipping. Yeah. It would be evolution.
Genuine. But like, there's that thing of like, you can be good. You can work at a desktop. And then at a certain point, you're like. A lot of these con artists.
He's like sick of it.
Yeah. And they actually, they're pretty smart.
Like, I'm going to outwit.
That's what everybody. It is. All of these con artists that we've read get sick of it. They're like, guys, it could be easier and better way. Let me show you how to do it. And it's also a mental and an ego thing. So it doesn't matter. You can be playing by the rules your whole life and then get really sick of it, which a lot of these con artists do, like the gambling thing with Murph. They were like the guys who stole and like rigged a gambling lotto deal. They were like, this is so easily cracked. Is anybody listening to us? And they're like, it's fine, it's fine. So then they cracked it themselves and proved them right. So it might be that this guy is doing his legit stuff, working with his church group, and then suddenly goes, this whole time, why isn't anybody double checking this? It's so easy. And then you get frustrated enough or desperate enough or enough credit card debt.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you just go,
like,
I'm doing it.
So your theory could be that the church legitimately screwed him out of this idea the first time.
I don't think he knows about all of this. I don't think the church
screwed him out. No, what I mean is he was trying to start a legitimate team.
Possibly.
The church ditched
him. No, I don't think this guy is legit. No. I think what this guy is, he's working for the church as a business manager, has this idea in the back of his head, tries to bring the church on. He might, let's say he's a great 9-to-5 guy, sure. Comes in, does a job, accounting, whatever the hell he does. Then he's like, guys, I have this idea. And they're like, Ron, I love you. You know, you come in, you bring great pies to the potluck. Like, you're a great guy. Okay. But they don't know that he has this deep-seated, like, angry side that he's determined that it's so easy to create this. Why hasn't anybody done it yet? So he has them help them with this one idea. They go, well, Ron, we really like you.
He's like, oh, there's this religious exemption that is easy to exploit. And why do we not make some money off of it?
And he's like, guys, let's do this. And he's all talking great. And they're like, well, we like you.
So do you think, what's your guess? If the school had given him the $100,000.
Yeah.
And it was real.
I think it was.
Do you think he was going to keep it? Or do you think... That's what I mean. Was he going to keep it then?
Yes, he was going to keep it, but I think things started to get shady. And I actually think when you have
Was he going to keep it for himself?
Yes, and I think...
You think he was going to scam the church?
No, I think he was going to use it as the base to create something that then can scam more. He's going to use that as a foundation, yeah. And he has a bunch of church friends. Then things start to go awry, and the church goes... So let's say Paula from church is like, I really like him. And then Frank from church is like, I don't like him. And Paul's like, well, I signed it. And Frank's like, well, the rest of us didn't sign it. So no, it's not legitimate. Mm. I think he could have a couple people. Plus, if you're a con artist, you're a great communicator. Let me tell you, you're great on podcasts. So you swindle, you wine and dine, and you get a couple people in your circle. But then the rest of the church as a whole says, we did not sanctify this. The rest of the church doesn't agree. So the church itself does not approve this. Maybe... whatever those people are, they did or they thought it was a good idea. So then he says, but look, this is a check from them. And they're like, it might be a check from this group or this section or this. But it, as a whole, we as a church community did not all agree to go forward. Mm. So then he goes, okay, fine. I don't need you guys. This is still a brilliant idea. I'm not going to stop. And then he just says, what's another way besides church money, disadvantaged children money, high school money, sports
money.
What's
interesting to me also about the initial one with the church is he said, well, okay, I had this money. I wanted to pay all of these loans back. I wanted to pay all these vendors that were making uniforms, that were doing all this stuff. I had $100,000 from the school. They took it back, basically, right. Or they canceled that. And I couldn't pay these loans because they didn't pay me.
Some of it might have been true.
I couldn't pay these bills.
Half of it.
And then there's a federal investigation into it, and then it gets dropped. Like, they didn't find that he did anything wrong. I mean, not to say that he didn't, but they didn't. A federal investigation. And he said local police came to speak with him, and the police department confirmed it.
Because at the time, he probably was. I mean, you can develop a crime and a technique and a con over time. I don't think, like, any good con artist is just born a con artist. He might be, like, a shifty
character.
Oh, so
he was perfecting it.
I do. I think he
because the second one wasn't successful at all.
No.
The Youth Build Centurions didn't go anywhere.
You can't push those boulders. It doesn't. Yeah, so I think he's learning from all of this and then goes, no, this is how it works. And then it actually worked. And he had, no, it was sort of like right place, right time because he got that Paragon marketing mistake. He got those 20-year-olds.
Yeah, they're everything traveling.
Like,
sort
things
of worked
kind of lined
out.
Up at that point. And because he'd had the two other experiences, he did learn from his mistakes and could sort of.
Yeah, he was dotting his I's and crossing his T's.
A little
T's.
Bit, yeah, until it got to the point where it became
and
a
the
national
structure,
level.
So he's like, oh, I'm not the founder of this.
Yes.
I'm just the coach
he's
of the team.
He's improving and growing. That's how all MLMs grow. They yeah. do. They and cults. They're usually
it's
just like a cute
so
little religious group. And they're like, you know, it would be better if we told everyone
to tie
their
shoelaces
together.
The first time he tried it with institutional support, that didn't work out. And then the second time
he's evolving,
tried it, and he didn't do enough of the legwork to actually get the games to happen.
And there's his track record. Like, he's showing you, like, and he's sticking with what he knows. Some reason he knows a football. Maybe he has connections with that professional football player. So he has, like, this is the world
he
knows.
Yeah, then he brings
knows.
In a professional.
This is the thing. Like, he's growing his con over time.
A professional who doesn't even realize that you can't say your son has been in the school for 4 years when it
he's
hasn't existed.
He's not all there, let's say. So he's like, he found all these marks.
We
wish him the best. But I think...
They're not media trained, at the very least.
Yes,
they
exactly.
are blurting out stuff
well,
in stories.
Math. They're not doing fast math like Alan Arthur.
Because Roy Johnson, the main guy in this sort of scandal... scam is like very kind of a slick talker in these interviews. I mean, you can hear it. This well, like, look, this is about the kids. I can't really get into this. This is going to drag the kids through the mud. They're the victims of all this. And it's true.
But it is. But it's the perfect
totally
thing.
True.
And it's a perfect sequel. And I'm sure he.
But then he made with the he brought that church stuff real quick. Like, oh, you want documents? I got them.
But that's
he came
thing,
out with that,
I think
right quick.
I have a feeling that that was like his dip into the baby pool, like the shallow section. He's like, let me try it. The church thing didn't work out. He has his insurance by using the church to sign things. He has Betty Boop at the church, whoever the nice lady was that signed the check. Like, I feel like he has his community in the church. He's probably a church goer. Like, they think he's great because he's repented a couple. Like, it's like you develop
and
those
there,
relationships.
He's working on stuff with them already,
yes.
apparently,
and
according to a bunch of emails.
Yeah.
That he
put
is
in
involved
his time.
In
it's a thing of like, we're okay, if you come up with a scam or a con, where do you go where it's easiest? Well, if you already know these people, maybe they can help you. So it's like, it's a lot of times with MLMs or all those marketing things, they say like, well, call your family members first, or with like knives, Cutco. They're like, call all of
like
the family
sell to your
members.
Church.
Yeah, sell to your church first. So he's like, okay, where do I go
and
to
he's
start
like,
a
they
company?
Got fat pockets. I'm already business development guy.
Yeah, let me start on the bottom level with my church, have them give me the $100,000 to create my cushion.
The church is probably like a school,
sure.
For disadvantaged kids who
want
to help them achieve their football dreams and get
books.
Out of their neighborhoods and go make something of themselves. Hell yeah, let's
football's
do it.
Football's sexy. Yeah, they're very excited for all those things. And then he realizes that doesn't work and he just continues to develop it. But I do think, I don't think that it was like pure thoughts or smart thoughts. And I think he just like started with like literally put his hands forward and said, what is the closest thing to me?
Yeah, maybe.
Where's the money that I've known? Like, he's a business person.
And then was like, oh, what's there's the something to this.
For sure.
If I can just.
He could have also said to them, if he's a business manager, this is tax free. Like, if you give money to this school, you won't be taxed on it because it's a donation. Like, he's working in the business.
Oh, I
side.
See the allure for the church. But then, of course, the church finds out. But that's the,
but then they
that's
pull
the
out.
Thing that. But that's the thing that throws me off is that at the beginning, as school is about to start, they have nothing.
I know. But see, you're saying church as in like one person of the church. I think churches are like, but a ton of people involved. So it can sort of be a game of telephone tag.
Oh, I see
it
what you're
can
saying.
Be Gary tells Paul tells Larry.
That
tells
this person
Sue.
Who was signing a check was on his team,
I
but
think
maybe
so.
Not everybody
or,
else.
Or was told it's coming next week. Don't worry. Or was sweet talked the night before at the luncheon that they all were at a church together. Like, it's the church
but
decision.
But then once that all that comes out,
then the church
then
group
I
says,
understand, like,
hey,
of course, the church
out.
As a whole says, like, yeah, we
that's
can't be involved
thing,
with
like,
this
I
bullshit.
I think his whole time is that he was probably playing different members of the church and using that as the excuse as the church, quote, as
see,
a whole.
See, this is why I love this show. Also, because you are... Not you are. I would say get into the mind of the con artist, but I think you are already
yeah.
in the mind of the con artist.
I'm already there.
I think you're. Yeah,
there.
You are. Yeah. I'm just so interested in the psychology of all. I'm interested in the psychology of people getting duped.
Yes.
Although, really,
getting duped
no
is so
one
easy.
Was There's... really duped in this.
No,
that's an interesting
well,
thing about this scam.
No,
I the only
the
people who
were duped. The kids
the parents
were duped,
but they weren't the ones getting scammed.
But they were getting scammed, as you were saying about like that child.
They were
like,
just pawns.
I'd be so fucking pissed.
The people they
Lewis was in a school for a year. And we didn't know where he was. We couldn't find him. He's going. He's not being fed. We're totally scammed because what? And if a boarding school,
I mean, the people who got
kids,
the people who really got fooled were the other schools who were paying them.
But the children didn't have food,
right? But they're not getting scammed in the sense of like they're forking over the money.
But they're getting
really.
Scammed as they're giving over the product. Their
they're,
bodies
the
are
the people who are getting scammed for the money are the other schools.
No, but the students who are playing the football teams are getting scammed.
That's true.
To play,
they're
the
giving
team.
Their bodies.
Yes, they need their bodies, their time, their faces, their intellectual property, people or whatever. So they. Those people are completely scammed because they don't have a college team if they don't have those bodies. Even if they don't have enough helmets, you
yeah.
still need the players for mm-hmm. the theater to start. You need the theater,
the
cast.
Play.
You need
the
cast.
Show must go on.
With a cast. You can't have an empty cast. It can't be a ghost cast.
No swings. All first all first level. Yeah.
No backups. No understudies, unfortunately.
No understudies on this team.
On this
You'll
team.
Be playing offense and defense today.
And there's only three of you.
Use it in the scene.
You're starving. That is the sad part.
Yeah.
The kids
use
are starving.
The hunger in the scene.
The 20-year-olds, God, they're really upset. They didn't get.
There
cast
is nothing more dangerous than a pissed off 20-year-old
from New York,
from New York City, who thinks he has a football career and
from
is
those guys.
Getting scammed.
Those
and is realizing
kids?
That it's a big scam. But I just, the structure of this is interesting to me because
I just think it was like a homegrown scam at first with his friend.
And if he had never been on TV,
he could have kept going.
He might have gotten away with it. I don't know why he did that. That's interesting too.
I think he was maybe he doesn't have any say in it. I don't know. For TV. Do you think they were like, we'll do it for TV and we'll give you some money?
I also don't know. I don't know if ESPN is paying them too. But then you're going to go on TV and get obliterated.
But he doesn't care. He's going to get the money and go. Put it in your offshore bank account that night, Alan. you wire it that night.
How do you know that you barely have an onshore bank account? How do you know this much about this shit?
You wire it that night.
This is crazy.
In the princess switch. They wired it that night. That was her plan. Maggie, remember? Mags. You wire
Maggie
it that.
Maggie Moo.
Maggie Moo. You wire it that night when you're the princess. And then in the morning, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, he should change his name and get plastic surgery. Those are the other things I'd recommend for that con artist.
I don't know if he has the money anymore.
I don't know. That's what he should have
said. Basically,
I
mean, the state says it's a scam. The state says it didn't. It was funny in the report. It's just like, we couldn't identify any sincerely held religious beliefs. And it didn't have a location or any teachers or any classes. It's like, okay, yeah this is pretty much a scam. But it's a fun report. I'll drop it in the link.
Thank you. And it's a sporty report.
No, I mean the report the state did.
Oh, I'm saying your report is sporty.
Oh, I do my best. Great. And you don't do sports scams on here that much. It's only when the husbands come on.
It's not my strength, as you can tell.
I just thought this was funny and I thought it was interesting that it like dropped out of sight. And then it was just so interesting as I was researching it, finding like, oh, in Ohio, they'd been reporting on this school or like the various incarnations of this school for four years.
And nobody else did.
Shout out to all those reporters, Ohio. Andrew King in Ohio and Ben Koo.
Yes. I fucking love reporters. And guys, Alan Arthur.
She's married to one.
Alan Arthur is a journalist, an investigative journalist with solutions journalism. You are, don't you?
I don't know if I'm investigative.
You're investigative when you want to investigate. You changed a law in Tennessee.
That's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
Alan Arthur
did an amazing expose in USA Today and the Marshall Project about inhumane treatment in prisons in Tennessee. And I will say, because of the incredible journalism and research and year he spent on it while he worked on it, when Lewis came out of my body and we were both sleeping in the hospital, Alan was on his computer finishing it. And as a result, Tennessee changed a state law to help protect people. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love bragging. Anywho. I'll always brag. It's my podcast.
And I love coming on this show because it's so fun. So I've done Vegan Lady.
You have.
And then I did the mafia.
Yeah.
And then I did this. One? Didn't I do the college, the fake college with the drop shipping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was,
I think I'm in the 5-timer club now.
I'm so glad.
I love these ones that are labyrinthine and weird
and also
questionable motivations.
No murder.
That
really makes me happy.
Even the mafia scams didn't really have any murders in them, which is why I thought they were so funny because
it's great.
They were just like,
it's delightful.
You got all the people you like beat to death and then dissolved in acid, and the thing that you're brought down with is like concrete and concrete
and windows.
And windows.
Yeah. Amazing.
I love this show. I love scams. I love you.
I love you.
And I love the listeners.
I love the listeners.
And I hope everyone enjoyed me.
Yes, of course they do.
And our banter.
They'll talk in my Insta comments. Let me tell you, those comments are fiery. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. If
you
are a part of a fake college, let us know. You can email us at scamuppodcast@gmail.com. You can call us on our hot tip hotline because you know I love a phone call, 347-509-9414. And you can find us on Instagram and find Alan Arthur on Twitter because his Twitter is hot, hot, hot. You want Bachelor recaps?
Not this season, but next season, possibly. I quit. I'm out.
You're so funny on Twitter. What is your Twitter handle? Spell it out.
At LISSOMELIGHD.
Yay! And we love you guys. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Bye.
I love you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.